That's it.
Good. Yeah.
We end off sugyas with rolls and kavuas. It reminds me, we most probably have spoken about this in the past, but well, Chazar's always good. There was a famous question that was once posed to Yosef Eibershitz. I don't know whether it was someone not Jewish who posed it, or not from, or somebody not a short term, it's posed the question because of that. You Jews believe in majority. So many halachas based on, I don't know whether the question was posed with such a bumdus or clumsy or wrong, but the basic principle of Rome, we do accept. I said, I don't understand. Chiram atas, all majority. Majority of people in the world do not think the term is the way one should be living their lives. Araya, I don't know, 7 billion people who are, I guess in those days there were much less than 7 billion. Let's say there are, whatever, let's say you're only taking a poll of a couple of million people. Out of a couple of million people around you, most people are not sitting learning Torah on the Lila, most people are not being mitzvahs. Most people are not living a life of Torah. Come on, you're following the Jada from the Hatos. What happened to Rome? So that was the gosh that was supposed to go with that. So Gensen Eibershitz said that Rove only makes sense when you have a latest philosophy. You don't know the truth about something, so you follow Rove. What if you found a piece of meat on the floor and it says on it, came from Caribbean restaurant? So Rove, I'm sorry, Rove with a sword, it's a caution, but you know it's from the trade place. But it's not Rove. Rove is a good tool, it's a mechanism to use, that Terry gives us to use when you have a latest assault. The noise is up in this room. The capacity is obvious. We're not sitting around and contemplating, is Torah right, not Torah right? Let's take a poll. We had a survey what people think about Torah. It's not a survey, it's not a poll discussion. Torah is not neat. It's not a poll, it's not a discussion. It's always a survey. So Rabbi Chaim Wasserman, Kevitz Ben Martin quotes this from years ago. He says, Emes Lamid, the Torah. Says Rabbi Chaim doesn't know the Torah. He says, the original parish of Rove, talk about the Yonim, spoke about this once last year. It was a famous word for Rav Chaim, how we even have a right to extrapolate from Rove the Yonim to Rove the Meat. Remember that it's in a bit of Rove, it's in a Basrum. But the original parsha of Rove is that I have 3 Dayonim sitting on a case. To follow Rove, that's a Bukhanan. That's all true, provided that the Dayonim of Kashi can be Dayonim. If you have 100 Dayonim, but they're all possibly Dayonim, does this get Rove? Is this going? Is that not a Dintagra? What's the worst thing that can disqualify that? Yashaycha Yaver Nechamza. Verse says, you take a bribe, take Shaycha, get a kickback for sitting on the case. Shaycha, you're possible to be a Dai. Says Rabbi Chanan, Shochan in this world is not just, it's the guy, head that I'll check under the table. Shaykhid is a life full of gashmis, Shaykh is a world, a life full of covet, a life full of tithes, all the things, all the glutziness of El Maza, that's a Shaykhid. And Kya Shaykhid Yaver Nech Chacham, it could be a great Chacham, but in this area, you're possible to be a Dai. So that's what Rabbi Chanan. Let's take a survey of all the kosher Dayanim in the world, and ask them what they think life should look like. You have to take somebody who doesn't run after his tithes, somebody who doesn't run after money, somebody who doesn't run after COVID. You have to get them all in the room, and let's get a majority vote. Bukhanan says, I'm willing, and I'm willing to follow the Rav. Who's in the room? I'll tell you some people in the room. Rabbi Kadega is in the room. Chaim is in the room. Chaim Briska is in the room. Maisha is in the room. Rav's in the room. Shabbat Zalman is in the room. Yasser's in the room. Whatever name that. I don't mean to quote one at the expense of another. The Rambam's in the room. The Chazirish in the room. The Goyim's in the room. Moshe Rabbeinu's in the room. And Shmuel Novi's in the room. Ezra Seifer's in the room. David Melch's in the room. Everyone in the room. Now it's time to vote. Is Torah and Mitzvah true? Unanimous. Wow. Yeah. Unanimous vote. Ishlo Nedar. Who do you want? You should bring into the room people who are running young Valila after nonsense about Mazda. When people are Balikaiva, when people are Balimamra, you know, come on, they should vote. Yeah, Sheikh, you better not going to be honest. They're both right. Tom Bishnabi Nechon. Yes, and Abish is terrorist to them. It's one of the terrorists. They're both right. So you give us the chizm, both of these. Ishtabutash give us chizm. And we very often, you know, we expose the situations and individuals who don't necessarily espouse our Amalek HaChayim. Baruch Hashem, when we're in yeshiva, we're a little bit enclosed. That, you know, we don't have that much to do with different philosophies and different agendas, etc. So it's very easy to be mechazik yourself. So we know everyone in this year, we're all on the same page. But, you know, we branch out. Many of us, some of us could be working in second environments for the summer, or some of us could be in school in the summer. So next year, you're going to be in school. So next year, you're going to be in other places. That way, you know, even if we're not quote-unquote the closed, we all have relations with other sources, other people, and other agendas that are not necessarily in sync with Torah. Don't get fooled into the rope. Don't get fooled into thinking that, well, you know, maybe the things I thought are not so important. Maybe the things I'm mapping on, not about some mapping on, maybe it's not so important. Don't forget. There's no way to say suffering. And when everyone else was weighing in, it's not really royal kach to reach best opinion. So don't get fooled out of the Torah. Small, follow it no matter what. Big shkoyach to everybody. A special thank you to Jeremy, who's been manning the fort and.